Due to the storm Saturday night that went on into Sunday morning, the communities of Kotlik and Unalakleet each declared a disaster. Strong winds and high water caused flooding in both communities, along with the community of Stebbins. Jimmy O'Kitgun is the pastor at the Assembly of God Church in Kotlik. He says the community was flooded early Sunday morning at about midnight, and shortly after, ice moved in, causing extensive damage to the water and sewer lines. Half of the community is without water and sewer.
It's just like something just came in and plowed its way through Kotlik. It was just ice coming in, so it was really bad. And there's places that have 4 feet of ice, and boats are everywhere, pushed further up on the banks.
O'Kitgun says there are a few houses that have water and ice damage. People late Saturday night were evacuated to the school and to homes that sit on higher ground. With the extensive water and sewer damage to half the homes in Kotlik, some families are still staying at the school.
There's a lot of damage, and utility doors broken in half, bent out of shape, houses, and pipes torn from the houses.
O'Kitgun says storms have gotten worse in recent years. In 2011, Kotlik, like other coastal communities, was hit by a November storm, and the storm this weekend was the worst he's seen in recent years.
This one was stronger. The water came in faster and stronger, and then when the ice followed, it got even worse.
The city of Kotlik was in communication yesterday with the state of Alaska. They held a community meeting this afternoon to talk about what needs to take place to make repairs. And in Stebbins, at around 6:30 Saturday night, police and volunteers began loading people into vehicles in a community-wide evacuation. Francis Pete Sr., evacuation team volunteer, said it was the worst flooding Stebbins has seen in decades.
We had water coming in both ways, and it came up quick, worse than the last floods we had. Me and my friends, relatives, we remember around 1964, that was the last time we had flood like this. But some elders say that it was worse than 1964.
Pete said the flooding moved 3 to 4 homes off their foundations, drifted boats, damaged fish racks and smokehouses, and relocated a water pipe. However, Pete does say the shifted pipe does not affect the community's water supply. And up the coast, the Unalakleet City Council declared a disaster this morning. Waves in Unalakleet early Sunday morning were up to 12 to 14 feet. 10 homes were evacuated, and there was some property damage to individual homes. And communities, while cleaning and making repairs, are also preparing for a storm that's expected to hit Tuesday evening. The National Weather Service reports that a storm will bring heavy surf and the possibility of more coastal flooding on Wednesday night and into Thursday. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.